So we're heading to this weekend, and it's there's a massive sporting event on. It's Super Bowl Sunday, Vic.
It's pretty big, all right, isn't it?
And there's so many different tributaries to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are into it for the showbiz. You're into it for the Super Bowl ads. Some of you might just like actually watching the sport itself.
That's right,
isn't that mad?
Yeah. There's an awful lot of drama around it, though, isn't there?
But it is so massively hyped up. This one in particular now is an interesting one because the Chiefs are going for 3 in a row.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever been done before.
Has it not?
Do you know we have a Super Bowl expert?
Do we?
We do.
We do, yeah.
And he's a Douglas man. His name is Jason. And he's from the greater Douglas region.
Yes.
Jason Hayes, how are you, buddy? Are you there?
I'm here, yeah. How are
Yay!
You doing, guys?
Hey, how are you?
What part of the States are you in, Jay?
I'm in New Orleans at the moment.
Oh,
that's the host
good.
Of the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest.
So I've ducked off Bourbon Street to take this call, so it's hopefully the noise is okay.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It sounds like you're actually in the ladies' jacks in the room next door to us. So that's fine.
It does sound like that.
It sounds
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Jay, tell us about your background in American football, how you got so infatuated with the whole thing.
Well, to be honest, it really started with the with my brother. He played for the Cork Admirals in the AFI.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kind of got me into the sport. Initially, the whole commercial thing put me off it because it's tough to kind of watch a game and there's ad breaks every 2 seconds.
That's my problem with it, Jay. It's like 30 seconds of play and then a reset and a stop and it's like, oh man.
I mean, that's the biggest barrier for most people, but once you kind of overcome that, I just kind of fell in love with sport and it all went on from there.
And you're reporting for Pro Football Ireland out there, is that right, Jason?
Pro Football Ireland, yes. So we're the biggest NFL outlet in Ireland.
Okay.
Across all socials. So we've got people on the team up north, Dublin, Kildare, west of Ireland, down south.
So I take it, Jason, there's no issue with tickets then. You've got a press pass of sorts. Or are you getting to the game itself?
Yeah, we have three of us attending the game itself, which is...
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty surreal. Pretty surreal, I won't lie.
Those tickets, like, for a normie, for a regular Joe Soap.
Yeah.
Like, how much are you talking for American football tickets in general? I hear you can pay up to $5,000 for the cheap seats.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of fluctuates. Like, this year, it's going between 3,000 to maybe 5,000 for the cheapest.
Oh my god!
In Vegas last year, it was 10,000 minimum.
What's that in euro?
It's about five and a half grand.
Oh my god!
Yeah. It's there isn't a huge difference in euro and dollars. Maybe about
pretty equal at the moment.
Yeah.
How much is it for an All Ireland ticket?
It depends where you buy it.
It's if not 5,000 though, is it?
Oh, you could pay up to that. Well, like, people have paid stupid money to get to it, but no, you're looking on average at it's maybe 80, 90 euro
that's
for a ticket.
That's more like it.
But then when it sells out, that ticket becomes
that's what 500, 600
quid.
Of course,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you think is going to win this weekend, by the way, Jay?
It's a tough one to call. Like, if you look at both teams and objectively kind of run through the rosters, then the Philadelphia Eagles look very impressive.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of star power.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs, on the other hand, obviously going for 3 in a row. It's never been done before.
Yeah.
They have this habit of winning close games this year. So, you know, it's really a coin flip. The spread right now, if you're into betting, is about 1.5 points. So, when it's a coin flip, I think those coin flips tend to go in the direction of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'd probably pick them right now, but it's going to be a very close game.
And as a sports reporter, tell me honestly now, do you get annoyed by this whole Taylor Swift effect situation?
I was at opening night on Monday, which is we're on the field basically with all the players from the teams.
Yeah.
And whatever about it bothering me, but the players... Like, players with no relation to Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift were getting asked about the situation, which is just... You know, I can imagine how frustrating that is.
Yeah, I could too, yeah.
But I would say the organisation absolutely loves this kind of attention on the game. It brings so many new people into it, and it's probably skyrocketed ratings, Jay.
Oh, they're benefiting massively, there's no doubt. I mean... it's a storyline I don't like to talk about because it's nonsense in my opinion.
I get that.
The Chiefs have been known for getting a bit of favoritism from the refs throughout the season and throughout the playoffs.
You'll see some
conspiracies out there that, you know, they want Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, and that's why all this is happening.
Okay,
it's a load of nonsense.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's the type of storylines you're looking at this
week. Yeah, I hear you.
You know the script for this, Jay. You know the script that has been pre-written. So it's going to be pretty even, Stevens, down to the last quarter. We're down to the last play of the game.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's fella pops up, massive throw straight in for a touchdown. They win by whatever, 2 or 3 points. He's down on the knee. Big proposal. That's the script. That's what's going to happen on Sunday night, apparently. Yeah, it's all pre-written.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Any celeb sightings so far?
As someone who loves the NFL, I could rattle off a list of NFL personalities that won't resonate.
Yeah.
But in terms of star power and celebrities, it hasn't really been at the same level as Las Vegas last year.
That's interesting. Yeah.
For example, last year I was going to take a leak. Next thing I know, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson is standing next to me taking a leak.
Oh my god! You had a wee beside The Rock.
I weed beside The Rock. Yeah.
Did he turn around and go?
Going on my gravestone now.
Hey, how you doing, Pebble? That must have been...
That's brilliant.
That must have been pretty intimidating.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, obviously Las Vegas kind of had a few high rollers rolling by. There hasn't been as much of that this year.
Yeah.
Okay. We had the old Spice guy. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, the guy fell on the white horse.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm on a horse. He was knocking about today.
Does he go around Las Vegas on a horse, out of curiosity? I hope
the horse
does.
Wasn't there. Now it would have been more interesting if the horse was there.
You can't bring your horse to the Super Bowl? That's ridiculous. When you get into that stadium, I mean, the Americans do stadiums incredibly well. The atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Are you experiencing this for the very first time, Jason?
I was at the Super Bowl last year as
okay.
well. I've been to a few games around America.
Yeah.
Really excited to go to this stadium. It's the Superdome in New Orleans, and it's known for, you know, really trapping the noise.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a lot of history in this city. Like, you know, there's obviously Hurricane Katrina, and had people from the city actually sleeping in the Superdome for a while. So the stadium itself has a lot of history. It's meant to be great for a game.
You're a very, very lucky man. Do you know that? I can't find another Cork man that's going to the Super Bowl. I think you might be the only person there with your couple of buddies representing.
It was a tough one to explain to border control, I won't lie.
Really? What happened?
No, you know, it's not very believable when I'm this Cork man rocking in and saying, yeah, I'm going to the Super Bowl. Why are you here? I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, right, you know.
Your man wasn't wearing a red hat saying, make Douglas great again by any chance, is he?
No comment.
No. Jason, thank you
There's
so much.
There's a lot of people around me, so...
Shut up. Keep quiet. Yeah. Listen, give us a plug for your Instagram and everything. Tell us where people can find out all the information and follow your stories over there.
Yeah, you can catch us on PF Ireland across all socials. And my own handle will be Jason Hayes NFL. All
Very right. good.
Jay, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're a star.
We might even chat to you again another day, maybe. We'll see how it goes. I can't imagine you're going to be awake on Monday when we're up. But we'll stay in touch. And thanks so many for having a chat to us, buddy. I really appreciate it.
No worries at all. Thanks
Jason.
For having me on.
There you
Cheers,
go.
Guys.
Thanks
Bye.
So much. That's Jason from Douglas. He's out there reporting for the big Super Bowl this weekend. What a gig.
How exciting
what
would that
a
be?
Gig. What a claim to fame, Vic. My God. Having a wee beside The Rock.
Yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
No, I'm going to throw this out here.
Yeah?
Have you had a wee beside someone famous?
Oh, that's a good question, you know.
No, it's more difficult for the ladies. I'll take it.
Say.
Unless you look, take a little peep. Hello, Cilla Black, is that you? 086 086 8104106. I had a wee beside someone famous.
Did you?
In Marconi House in Dublin.
Oh.
I was in the gents.
Okay.
And who walks in beside me? Michael D. Higgins.
Oh, wow.
Well, this is before he became president of Ireland.
I love him.
And he walked in and he stood beside me and I had to look down.
Yeah, because you're very tall, he's very short.
I tell you, I found out what the D stands for. It is rapid response time. I want to check and see how the old grey matter is working this morning between Rory and Victoria.
Oh dear.
I love this.
Not well.
Literally anything can get blurted out. Remember, you just shout the answer, you don't shout your name.
Why? Because you don't think Rory is me?
You never know.
We sound very similar, don't we?
We do sound very similar, yeah.
When you rock in here after him, you're all the lads.
Yeah, it's true. He's right.
All right, here we go. Something you can't eat.
Plastic.
Pajamas.
No, hold on a sec. I have to give you a letter, lads.
All right.
What did you say out of interest?
Plastic.
I said pajamas, both P. The letter's not P, is it?
Something you can't eat, beginning with the letter S.
Snake.
Okay. Well, you can actually.
Can you?
You can.
You can eat snake.
You can.
Straw.
A straw. Which, what kind of straw?
A plastic straw.
A plastic straw. Rory gets the points on that one. Yeah, snake is a delicacy in certain parts
is
of the
it?
World. Sorry,
okay.
Vic.
That's all right.
Something you should never sit on. Beginning with the letter T.
Toadstool.
Toadstool?
Hold on a sec.
All right, Alice in Wonderland over there.
You could technically sit on a toadstool.
You could. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Vicky can still jump in quickly.
I'm going to say a tennis racket.
You can sit on that too.
You can't sit on a tennis racket.
Why couldn't you?
Because you break the thing.
Well, I would anyway.
Depends which way position of the tennis racket. Is it flat on the ground or is it upright?
It's
don't do upright.
On the ground.
Okay. Something you hate, beginning with the letter W.
Weekdays.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
All right, Rory, if you don't jump in and nail this one, I'll be very disappointed.
Oh no.
What is the greatest thing in Cork, beginning with the letter C?
Cork.
Yes.
Yes.
Cork is the greatest thing in Cork.
I just love Cork.
Cork is amazing, boy.
I just love Cork.
The best food ever. It begins with the letter D. Come on, lads.
Duck. I've never eaten duck in my life.
At least you thought of something I didn't.
You're a good quack, you.
Hey!
What is the worst thing you could possibly drink that begins with the letter E?
E. coli.
Fair enough. I'll give you the point. Finally, Rory, you're getting your ass whooped here.
Aren't I?
Rapid response. Things your partner loves, beginning with the letter A.
Alphabet.
Your partner loves the alphabet.
She's mad saying the alphabet.
Every morning. A, B, C, D, E, F. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money. Here's Aoife. Hello, Aoife.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, Aoife, and who else? Who have you got there with Aoife?
I have Ginny here. Say hi, Ginny.
Hi.
Hiya, Ginny.
Hi, Ginny. Hi, Aoife. Hi, Ginny.
Ginny is Aoife's daughter. What age are you, Ginny?
11.
You're 11. Wait till you hit 14. Your mummy will be hitting the Ginny. Trust me. So, have we got any kind of preteen kind of behaviours and attitudes developing there, Aoife?
No, she's amazing.
She's amazing.
Aww.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we're just about to go to school in Mayfield. Yeah, so
okay.
St. Patrick's.
Okay, Ginny goes to St. Patrick's Girls School, and her teacher is Miss O'Connell. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to Miss O'Connell, Ginny? She's like, no.
No, I don't. All right, guys, the very best of luck. We've got 10 questions
good luck,
here.
Good luck, girls.
If you get 10 out of 10, are we splitting the money down the middle, Aoife?
What do you think, Ginny? Yeah, probably.
Okay. Now, I think technically and legally, we're only allowed one person playing, but I will allow for Ginny to come in on one question as well, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's
so you can consult on one.
Okay.
Since you're splitting the money, let's go. Let's play in 3, 2, 1. Travis Kelce is the partner of what singer?
Taylor Swift.
Who's the Greek god of the sun?
Apollo.
Question number 3. What is Pac-Man?
A video game.
Nike Sports originated in what country?
America.
Question number 5. What is the smallest county in Ireland?
Loud.
Question number 6. What day of the week is known as the Sabbath day?
The Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Question number 7. Cian DeCroix's surname originated in what country?
DeCroix.
Cian DeCroix.
DeCroix.
France.
Question number 8. She's 5'10" in a cat suit with Bambi eyes. Who sings the song?
Five foot ten. Carpenter.
Question number 9. What social media platform invented stories?
Stories. Instagram.
And can you name a team in this week's Super Bowl quickly?
Kansas City.
I think we got the Kansas Chiefs.
I think
in there.
We did. Yeah, I heard her say
that. I'm gonna faint.
It's okay now.
You did well. Aoife, you did well. And Ginny, you did very well.
Well done, Ginny. Taylor Swift is correct. Apollo is correct. Video game is correct.
Uh-huh.
Nike Sports originated in the States. Loud and Proud. Smallest county in Ireland. The Sabbath day is Sunday. Kian Duclo.
Yeah,
his mum is French.
Mm-hmm.
Social media platform that invented stories. Now, I was racing to the end here. Did you say Instagram?
Yes.
It was Snapchat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Snapchat created stories first and then Instagram went, well, we'll take that.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we did get the Kansas Chiefs in for the last one. She's 5'10" in a cat suit with Bambi eyes. The song is Westlife when you're looking like that. So, guys, we missed
you did really well, guys.
It was an excellent round.
Great fun.
You just missed it by two, but we're gonna give you a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And
thank you so much,
Ginny. We'd love to have you back on as well. Okay,
we'd have you both back on.
Thanks so much. It was really cool. And shout out to everyone in St. Patrick's Boys School and Girls School who are making their confirmation.
Oh,
fantastic!
Well,
thanks so many, guys. Lovely to meet you. Thanks for listening and waking up with us. Take care.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye bye. That's Aoife and Ginny on the way to Mayfield Community School. By the way, you know that song that I just mentioned there? We did misheard lyrics yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard the misheard lyric in this one?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. She's 5'10" in a cat suit with what, Vic?
Bandy eyes.
Bandy eyes?
Yeah.
She's 5'10" in a cat suit and bandy eyes.
You know the way I've been telling you about my obsession with Japan and Japanese culture?
Yeah, yeah.
My literally go into my Instagram and I open it up and the first thing that pops up is just loads of clips from Japan. Another little interesting nugget that,
okay, go on,
that
like
popped
it, yeah.
up on my phone. In Japan, they've all these little niche services. I mean, they're an incredible culture.
Yeah.
It's just the way they think of everything. And it's all for the betterment of other people.
It is.
I mean,
yeah.
long before COVID, over in Japan, people were wearing face masks on public transport because they didn't want other people to get sick. If somebody had a bit of a head cold, you protect others. Kids that are really, really small, like from the age of 3, mm-hmm. walk to the shops on their own.
Yeah.
And they wear these little yellow hats. They're given these hats, which is like, it indicates that this kid is in training.
That's right.
And then everyone watches out for that little kid if they're trying to cross the road.
They give him a hand.
And the kids can literally walk a mile down the road, go and do their little errands and come back to the house.
That's right, yeah.
Where else do you get that?
I don't know, yeah, it's amazing.
But this one, I think you're going to love this one. They have a service over in Japan where you can hire an attractive man to provide you with emotional support, even wiping away your tears whilst you watch a sad movie.
Oh my god, that is so good. Things your husband won't do.
If you want a fella there with a mop bucket while you're watching The Notebook.
Oh yeah, that's a great film. Yeah,
yeah, you can hire a fella, come around, he'll sit on the couch with you and he'll just be your emotional support puppy whilst you bawl. You pay him £50, he's gone out the door. Again, lads, I'm also passing on some very good ideas for a business here. Thank you.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
I have a list here in front of me, gang, of the most difficult, awkward or unusual questions that have been asked in job interviews in this country. When's the last time you actually went for a job interview, Katie? A few years ago here, would it be?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Did they hit you with a few curveballs? You know, trying to dig into your personality? See if you're a bit of a psycho. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's always one or two that you're like, what was I meant to say to that?
They're planted on purpose and they're to kind of test you under pressure and maybe to get a little insight into your personality, because you can tell an awful lot by curveball questions.
Yeah.
So I'm going to interview the three of you.
Oh dear.
We're going for a job for KC Limited as assistant director.
What are the benefits?
Hang on a second. Yeah. I need to know more about the company. Yeah. What's KC Limited?
Chips, obviously.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's still on the chips thing, yeah.
Absolutely. Victoria.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today. Would you rather know a lot about a little or a little about a lot?
I would rather know a little about a lot.
Particularly the job you're going for.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Kelly, who would you invite to a dinner party?
Oh, you?
Ah, that's you got the job. Rory, who'd win in a fight, Superman or Batman, and why?
Superman, because he's an alien with super strength. And Batman is just a dude with a suit and lots of money.
Ooh. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, Batman can outperform Superman.
Unless it's a bat suit made out of kryptonite, he's not beating Superman. Like,
which video game character would you like to be and why, Victoria?
Me?
Yeah.
Lara Croft.
Why is that?
I don't know. She looks cool.
All right. Decent in a pair of hot pants.
That's it.
It's a good enough answer for me. What three celebrities would join you for a night out, Kelly?
Ooh, Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Anne Doyle.
Anne Doyle?
Anne Doyle?
And you.
Newsreader hero. You're seriously kissing ass here, aren't you, for this job?
Is it working? It is working.
Rory, if you saw the boss kissing a staff member at the Christmas party, would you report it?
No.
Okay.
Just ignore it. No, it's none of your business.
Absolutely. Just saying.
Report it to who? The boss.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah. So, okay. Sorry, boss. I've seen you kissing someone there.
Caught you kissing someone. I know. Yeah, I was there.
Can I ask? Is there no HR in this company? No.
That'll be your job. That's the job you're going for, Kelly. Is she?
Casey's also forgetting that he's actually the boss. But anyway, go on.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Sell me this pen. Okay. Sell me this Bic pen.
What we have here is cobalt blue top and tail plastic featuring on the pen. I don't know what else to say. This pen will last a very long time, but you must keep the lid on.
I like it.
Nice. I want that pen.
If you can make a biro sound exciting,
yes.
Firms will take you on. These are genuine questions.
Are they?
Finally, for Kelly, is a Jaffa cake a cake or a biscuit?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go cake.
It's a cake. Kelly, you get the job. You two, you're fired.
Dang it, we're so close, Vic, so close.
Anyway, there are some of the questions. Have you been asked anything like that at a job interview? Watch out for the old curveballs.
Right. Red FM Breakfast. With Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.
Do you have a voice in your head?
Uh-huh.
Do you listen to that voice in your head?
Yeah.
And what does the voice in your head say?
Vic, don't do that, love.
Do you listen to it, though?
I do, and I do have a voice in my head, but the voice is in my own voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I've got a male mammy that lives in my head.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Go to bed and don't go out tonight, whatever you do. Don't go out tonight, you'll be dying tomorrow now. Won't be able to bring the kids to hurling or anything now. Just go to bed. Go to bed now.
Walking out the door. With my jacket in my hand. Yeah, I have a little male mammy that lives in my head. But if you have a voice in your head, and everybody does, you know, they say if we were all on trial for our thoughts, we'd all be in jail.
I'd say they're probably right.
100% right.
My brain, my mind is a crazy place.
Everybody's is, but we have this. It's mad. We have this filter.
Yeah.
Where socially we can just chat away to everybody, but when we're on our own. The thoughts people have.
Yeah.
Man alive.
Yeah. It's the inner conversation.
We're all the same. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're in conflict with somebody, if you're having an argument with someone. The Bruce Lee that goes on in my head.
I know. Now I hear. Yeah.
Do you ever have a full-blown fight with somebody in your brain?
Oh, yeah.
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 And you play it out.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Nothing strange about that.
Listen to the voice in your head occasionally. A woman heard a voice in her head. The voice told her she had a brain tumour. Where the brain tumour was and how to treat it. She heard this very loud voice in her head. Despite no other symptoms, she went to the doctors who said, there's nothing wrong with you, you're fine. But she insisted, she pushed so much that they ordered tests. She got a scan. The tumour was exactly...
Oh my God.
Where the voice in her head... Now, maybe it was just she was subconsciously feeling something was happening around that part of her brain. But she had a full-blown brain tumour. She had it removed and she's still alive today because she listened to the voice in her head, Victoria.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Hello, my love. What's going on, Vic?
This is in the paper this morning. You've probably already seen it. But Barry Keoghan has an ad out for the Super Bowl. It's one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my life, but I'm going to set the scene for you because I do have a clip of the audio. It's quite visual. So it's basically the set of the Banshees.
Yeah.
He's on the donkey. He's driving through the set.
Is it the donkey?
It's the donkey.
The little yes. Miniature. Oh.
Yes, from Banshees of Inisherin. So he's in character. He's dressed as his character from Banshees. He's trotting through the town, and he's basically just lobbing laptops at people because the ad is for Squarespace, the tech company. So when you play the clip, that's what he's doing.
He's going around Achill Island on a donkey, horsing laptops at people.
Yeah.
All right.
And he throws one through the window of the local pub. You'll hear a smash of glass.
Okay.
But that's basically what's happening. Have a listen.
Come here to me and get your Squarespace. Squarespace. Oh, website, so... I'm sure it is.
That's right. The most random thing. Number one, the most random thing I've ever seen and heard. Because what's he talking about at the end? Squarespace,
their web design company,
no,
I think.
I know, yeah.
Look, putting a gorilla playing the drums for a chocolate ad, you know,
true.
You know what I mean? It just
you're right, actually, yeah.
Stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you know? Random. It is random, but you will see that. God only knows how much they paid for that advert, but you know yourself.
Wait till you see now, there'll be a load of TikTok trends of lads out in Japan going around throwing laptops through windows.
I bet you're right.
Squarespace.
I bet you're right. Ronan Keane's revealed that he was hurt by what his other band members said about him in the brand new Boyzone documentary, which is streaming on now. He was talking to the BBC. It's interesting, but have a listen to the clip first.
He's very hurt, is he?
He is.
Poor hurty Ronan.
When I watched it first, I was hurt. I was on the floor. I was a mess. I was an emotional mess. And then I watched it again, and I guess I looked at it from a different point of view because we all did the interviews individually, so we didn't know what we were saying about each other. Then you watch it again and you go, oh, he's actually right.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a producer of the show?
He was.
So he glued the whole thing together.
I don't know if he did that, but he was a consultant producer. He comes up in the titles at the end of the documentary as a consultant producer.
But they're all consultants because they're all interviewed for
it. I suppose they are.
Yeah.
But he's the only one that's named.
Okay.
But anyway, that's an interesting one.
Very good. 10 to 8 is the time.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Watch Golden Globe winner Jodie Foster in True Detective. Night Country. With Now.
Dream job alert, all right?
Okay.
For a lot of people out there. Working with animals.
Okay.
Every single day. Photo Wildlife Park is hiring trainee rangers.
Oh, wow.
No qualifications necessary. You get all of your training on site.
Oh, wow.
Like, this is an animal lover's dream job. All you need, have the old leaving cert sorted.
Yeah.
Have your leaving cert done, and you can put your name down for this job. So the community members are treated to special offers, promotions, and different bits and bobs from their partners. You can check out at any time you want, but you can get a job done, a photo work with
the
animals.
That's such a great job, isn't it?
Maximum respect to the people responsible for clearing out the rhino. Okay? Just saying. Have you seen what those lads leave on the ground?
I've seen it.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about that for?
Four wheelbarrows later. It's got to be done.
They are big lads, aren't they?
They're big lads.
They are.
Yeah, I'd say you need more than Dino Rod to sort that pipe system down there.
Yeah.
But anyway, Photo Wildlife Park, hiring trainee rangers. Have a look at the website if you want to get involved. I think the best value thing you can ever buy in Cork is the family membership to Photo. But you can just go down there like every day of the week if you
want.
It's
worth its weight in gold. Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. So Photo, as you know, is a not-for-profit organisation. And it's independently funded as well. So,
fab, yeah.
You know, if you want to join the great team down there, you know what you do.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Stream every episode of The White Lotus with a Now Entertainment member.